Blog Talk Radio.
Hi, I'm Cindy Sansone Braff, author of Grant Me a Higher Love and Why Good People Can't Lead Bad Relationships. I'm a woman on a mission, and that mission is to have you and everyone else have the best love life possible in this new millennium. But before this can happen, you're going to have to learn a few new tricks. Joining me tonight, as always, is my co-host and producer, Nicole. Nicole's a beautiful young woman, a writer, an entrepreneur, an artist, and a lesbian, not necessarily in that order. And she's here to share her love stories and her war stories with us. She's the voice that will make all of us women stop blaming everything on the opposite sex, since Nicole and those women are making some of the same kinds of mistakes in their relationships with each other. Well, hello, Nicole. I have your beautiful Buddha, you know, sketch in my reading room now, hanging up, so I get to think of you every day when I see it. Buddha's watching over me. It brings me such nice happiness and peace. And so how are you doing, my artist friend?
Good. I was actually working on a piece before the show tonight, so.
Well, that's good to hear. That's very good to hear. I love that.
Yeah.
And, you know, it's kind of a crappy day out there, so we've got a lot of listeners tonight. I think they figured out what else is there to do listen to our show when it's not great out there. So.
Yep.
And we're, you know, it's funny, we're, you know, getting, I guess, like halfway through the summer, more than that at this point. You know, it's
going so fast.
It's going fast, right?
Yeah.
And, like, you know,
I can't believe, like, this weekend, it's August already, so.
Yeah, we kind of turned around, and it's moving forward. And, you know, so I hope everybody gets a little time to go outside and enjoy the weather, and, you know, just enjoy the summer, because before you know it, we'll be all cold again, won't we?
Oh, yeah.
Well,
and then
we do have
snowboard back in.
Yeah, well, we'll switch to different things, you know. Oh, boy. You know, it's so funny. You know, Optimum just popped something up, and it's like, so, you know how everything is never easy to use anymore? Like, you can't just turn on a television.
Nope.
Well, now it says on September 27th, 2021, broadcast basic channels such as ABC, NBC, Fox, and CBS will be digitally encrypted. This means you'll need a cable box for each TV in your home to keep enjoying these channels. You know, like,
yep.
Boy, now all of a sudden, like, if you just want to watch basic cable, you know.
Yeah, there's no such thing as basic now. Now everything is digitized, and you have no choice but to get a cable package. Whereas there were, you know, there was a good amount of people out there that if they didn't want a cable package, they could, you know, you had your typical, you know, channels from like when we were young, you know, you had, you know, 2, 4, 5, you know, 7, 9, 11, you know, 11, 13, you know, don't forget, you know, a PBS, you know, and now because of the digitizing of everything, now there's no more analog. You have to, you got to pay now. You got to pay to play.
Wow. I mean, it just seems like, you know, everything is like changing constantly, and now the things you have you can't use, they don't work, you know. So, well, that's
yep.
That was just popped up. I'm like, okay, so it's another thing new we have to learn how to use and do. Well, we do have a lot of listeners. We have not screened any of them, but it looks like Karen wants to talk. 718-8353. So I'm curious as to what Karen might want to say. We know that she's our good kind of crazy. We love that. And then you can start screening the other ones. And please inform our new listeners, because I see some new numbers here, what they have to do if they want to talk to us.
All right, guys. If you want to talk to either myself or Cindy tonight, then please press the number 1. This way I will get queued up, and I will know that you want to chat with us tonight. As always, we try to do as many callers as we possibly can. If you get screened, can't even speak today, if you get screened and we don't get to you tonight, please email Cindy so that we can get you on the air for next week. But like as always, we always do our best. We are going out to Karen first and foremost. And when I do pull you into the chat room, I will always identify you by the last four digits of your phone number. So when you hear those four digits, please answer me and don't leave me hanging. This way we can have a little chat and I can do my best to get you on the air. So here we go for starters to Karen in New York. Hello, you're on the air.
Hello?
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 Karen,
are you there?
This isn't Karen, no. How you doing?
Oh, it's not Karen. Okay, I thought that was Karen's number. Okay, so who is this? We're glad whoever it is.
My name's Tommy. How you doing?
What's your name?
My name's Tommy.
Tommy, okay, and what would you, and you've been waiting a little bit, what would you like to talk about?
Oh, I got love on my mind. What can you tell me about that?
You got love on your mind. We like this. I like this. Okay, so you've got love on your mind. Is it that you want love, have love, need some help with your love? What is it about love on your mind?
I don't know. I was hoping you could tell me.
Okay. Now, it's hard to just tell somebody when you don't give me some information. It's not guess what people want to talk about. So if you have love, then the cards are different than if you don't have love. If you're, you know, in torn between two lovers, it's different.
Well, I met somebody, so I'm just wondering.
That's what I see, because I said I see somebody here, and, you know, that's a good question to ask in the beginning, because, shuffling the cards, I got a soulmate card on it. So there, you probably felt a connection with this person, didn't you? Like heart,
soul,
mind.
I'm in trouble.
That's what I would say. Well, I mean, Tommy doesn't call our show every day. So I could tell Tommy's been really shaken to the bones here, okay?
Yeah,
and there's a very nice connection here. I mean, I don't know if you've ever had a soulmate before, but if you haven't, the experience of a soulmate really is pretty life-changing. It feels like something, I mean, you feel this sort of comfortableness with this person that is amazing. And, you know, you feel this kind of instant heart, soul, mind, body connection. And, you know, you don't really choose to feel this. It's just there. And, you know, it's a good way to start a relationship. I can see with you, I've gotten a little bit of fear cards. Is this scaring you, this whole thing? Because, you know, you're not in control of your feelings when you meet a soulmate, right?
We only went on one date, and it was fantastic. And then when I came home, I'm like, oh, my goodness, what just happened? I'm like, she's amazing. She's beautiful. She's smart. She's everything. And, yeah, I'm in trouble.
Yep. Well, you know, it's so funny because my husband's brother, when he dropped him off at college a million years ago, he said to him, if you meet a woman who's, you know, smart, tell her she's beautiful. If you meet a beautiful woman, tell her she's smart. If you meet a beautiful and smart woman, run. You're out of your league, you know. And so, I think you could relate to that because, you know, I could see from the card she is a fabulous woman, by the way. You know, she's good, she's kind, and, you know, it's nice to feel this, and it is scary, though, because you're not in control of what you're feeling, and I think you've been in love before, but probably not with a soulmate, and that is a little more controllable level of love than this is, okay? This is something that's just there. So you had the one date. Now, what's Tommy doing about that? Did you ask her for another one?
Yeah, we're supposed to go out Saturday, and I'm going to be more nervous on the second date. Like I said, the first date was good, it was fine, it was comfortable, and then I came home and I kind of, now I'm like a wreck.
Now it's funny because even a player, and I'm not saying you're a player, but even a player will get very nervous when they're near a soulmate, when they finally, when it hits them that this is not what they're used to. Okay, and because you like her so much, you don't want to do something wrong or scare her away or, you know, you want this to work. But, you know, I would just say be the way you were on the first date. She liked you a lot. Whatever you did on that first date worked. But when you see her, I think you'll feel comfortable. You have some anticipatory anxiety. You're nervous thinking about it. But once you're actually in her presence, it looks like you'll relax. Okay, like... She's the kind of person that makes people feel comfortable. She's not going to try to make you feel uptight. Now, did you meet her on a dating app, or did you meet her, you know, through someone or organically? How did you meet her?
A dating app, yeah.
Okay. So, you know, sometimes it's a little shocking when you actually meet somebody great on one of those. You know, it's...
Yeah, and she's the first person I met on the dating app as well, so yeah.
Okay, now isn't that funny? Because you mean you've never been on these apps before?
No, I just joined like maybe 3 weeks ago, and yeah, she's like the first person I met.
Now you have to laugh.
It took her like a week to respond to me for whatever reason. So yeah, and like I was, you know, telling my friends, oh, I just joined this app, and like, oh, she's cute. And I'm like, yeah, but this is the one that I'm really interested in, and that's the one she finally reached out to me a week later. So. Yeah.
Wow. Now, the thing about that, and Nicole and I talk about this on the radio show, if you're going to meet someone on dating apps, it's surprisingly how sometimes you meet them right away, the first round. It's like your spirit guides were telling you your soulmates on the dating apps, okay, like kind of because, you know, what compelled you to go on dating apps when you don't usually do it? You probably don't even know, but spirit was telling you, go on the dating app. And
mm-hmm.
I think she was surprised what a nice guy you were, too. And it's probably refreshing to her to be with a person who has not been on the dating apps for 10 years where they're professional being on dating apps and they don't really want a relationship. I mean, this must be
right.
Shocking for her, too, you know. Someone who doesn't know all the tricks, doesn't know all the deception on there. But
right.
Just be you. You know, how old are you? Can I ask you that? Because there's... interesting cards here. It depends on your age.
I'm 52.
Okay, good. So this is not, so, you know, for you to have gone on the dating apps, this is not something you've done in your past at all. So,
no,
no. And you probably never even thought about it in the past.
Not really.
But you know, I keep shuffling your cards. I keep getting a soulmate card. Now, I don't know if you've ever listened to our show before, but we have more than one soulmate, which is oftentimes the good news because sometimes soulmates don't work out for a million reasons. But soulmates are something that we're granted a soulmate. Like you must have been kind of wishing for a higher love. Were you kind of thinking you want something deeper or better than in
oh,
the past?
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And so the universe has heard that wish of yours. And, you know, not everybody is granted one, but you are. I would just go in there and be yourself. I think she was really happy with you. Now, did you, like, call her or text her after the date? Did you thank her for having a good time? Did you do the things
that
you...
Yeah. We spoke, but she's, like, even the first time she reached out to me, like I said, it took a week. But she's just, like, she's not very prompt with returning the text. And, but, I mean, she did call me eventually, but I don't know... What's up with that, with the communication?
Well, it might
issue.
Be because she's been, how long has she been on the dating apps? Do you know?
I'm not sure.
Because
like,
sometimes
she's...
when people have been on them a long time, they get a little jaded.
They're, right.
You know, thinking, and you'd be surprised how many times people get a deep connection on an app or, you know, match.com. And then, you know, you have a great first date and then the guy never calls. Again, because he wasn't
mm-hmm.
really looking for a higher love, so he, you know, he's probably saving the woman or, you know, from heartbreak because he would have broken her heart and doesn't
mm-hmm.
call and goes and disappears. So she may be a little nervous, you know, like not wanting to get too attached to you or, you know, because maybe you're going to be one of these guys that come on strong for the first three dates and then, you know, you sleep with them and they run away. So you
mm-hmm.
might want to just... And the next date, kind of get her to know who you are, that you
mm-hmm.
don't play games. This is new to you, kind of old-fashioned,
mm-hmm.
you know. You have a date,
right.
You talk to the person, you know, like kind of be you. But, you know, eventually if she's going to keep doing this, you might find that this is not for you. You know what I'm saying? But I would give her the little benefit of the doubt that if she's been on these sites for any length of time, she's maybe had a connection with someone and they just ran away and now she's a little nervous and
mm-hmm.
she doesn't want to look too anxious, you know. So don't take it all so personally yet.
Mm-hmm.
But talk to
right.
her about, like, you know, you're the kind of person that, you know, you would really like someone who answers quickly, that's how you are, and just, like, let her know, you know what I mean, how you feel about it. But,
right.
Jim, I would just say go and have a good time. That, you know, look, God can bring soulmates together. Can he make them maintain this relationship? No. It depends on you making it work. It looks like you have been in a long-term relationship. Were you in the past? Because it looks like you were in one.
Oh, yeah, a couple. Really long, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Right. So, you know, you might want to let her know you're a person that, you know, has been in long-term monogamous relationships. That's how you are. So she kind of knows who you are. It's hard because you haven't been on these sites and, you know, you haven't listened to our radio show, but the people on there, 9 out of 10 are really broken dishes and cracked mirrors and nuts, and they're not kind. They ghost a lot. They just disappear. So anyone who's been on there for a while starts getting a little jaded, or, you know, they just have to keep their guard up until they know that you're different.
Right.
So that's a little bit what I'm seeing here. But enjoy her. It looks really good. And if you want to call into our show again and tell us how it's going, but I like that you're a little nervous. You know, it's good. You're excited to see her again. I like that you asked her out again right away. What happens is most of the time they don't do that. They, you know, you have a nice date, and then like 3 weeks later, the guy asks you out again. I mean, it's nice if you wanted to see her, let her know that you wanted to see her. And also, are you looking for a committed relationship, correct? That's what you want?
Oh, absolutely. Oh, I want to marry her, but I know I can't tell her that. She'd think I'm a psycho.
Oh, well,
so, yeah.
You're called into the right show. When you meet a soulmate, yeah, you want to marry them, okay? that's how it feels, okay? And it's kind of that love at first sight that makes you understand a Hallmark movie that you maybe thought were ridiculous, okay? so it's like, whoa. And, you know, just be yourself, but also don't be afraid to say, you know, to her, I don't date people that date other people. I really don't want drama. I don't want disease. You know, put your cards on the table, because mostly online dating, you know, these people are together for like dating or whatever they're doing for 8 months. I don't even know what they are to each other, which is absurd. Isn't that absurd to be with someone for 8 months?
Yeah.
You know, if you're boyfriend, girlfriend, or you whatever. I mean,
right.
It's kind of crazy. If you've never been in this world, it's hard for you to comprehend, but let me just tell you, it's not anything like you've experienced in the past. It's like shopping for people. It's the people are often not nice. So just, it's really the way it happens for a lot of people. They go on it, they don't know why they went on it, and then they can meet a soulmate. So it looks very good here. Again, you know, if you tell her you're looking for commitment, and if she says, well, you know, I really just want to be dating other people, like, then she's not going to, you know, you might say, well, that's nice, I'm glad for you, but that's not what I want. Don't be afraid to say that's not what I'm looking for. She may then in a month or two realize that, you know, she's ready for commitment. So, you know, you just have to kind of not play any kind of games where, you know, you're waiting to see where this goes forever. You know, just put your cards on the table. I mean, you know, it's terrible. If people date, they have a connection, and the people are still on the dating sites. It's kind of like you need love to, like, give it a chance, don't you think? Like, how can you know, love grow if you don't trust her or she doesn't trust you? Like, that's impossible. So, I mean, if she doesn't want to get off the dating sites, you know, you can't say, oh, this is the second date. Just give it a little time, but keep in mind, be who you are. Don't change who you are to accommodate the dating app, so you'll find yourself, you know, maybe being with the clients that are mostly calling to the show. You know, they don't know what they are. They're dating 9 months. They don't know what they are, you know. So you don't want any of that. But it looks really good, okay? If it got you to call into our show, you've been hit by a soulmate arrow, okay?
I just hope it hit her too, that's all.
You know, it's really unusual. It usually does hit both. The problem with, with online dating is a lot of times people aren't looking for soulmate. I mean, in her profile, did she say she was looking for a relationship?
No, it doesn't, no, but, yeah, I mean, no. But we
talked
about it.
That's why you have to have the talk, you know what I mean? Like, by the third date, like, what you're looking for, you know? I mean, some people just want to be on their casual, you know, dating. which is fine. Yeah. But if that's not what you want, then, you know, let her know. Call in again and let us know how it goes. I'm very happy that you met someone nice on there. And
Thank you so much.
What site were you on, by the way? Which one?
Hinge.
Okay, good. I just want to hear someone has got to met somebody nice on that site. So, good luck to you. And again, call in again, okay? Good
Thank
luck
you so
to
much.
You.
I appreciate it. Thank you. God
Bye.
Bless.
Bye.
Bye.
Now, Nicole, that was nice, wasn't it? That, you know, someone made a nice connection.
I love it.
Don't
you
love it?
You know what
it?
I love even more? Is that I've been hearing about this, I've been seeing commercials for this website, Hinge, all over the place. And what I like about what they're doing there is that, whatchamacallit, is that, like, what they're advertising is that they're the dating app that wants you to delete it. You know, so, you know, and like their whole campaign is, you know, like circling around people deleting the rest of their profiles and deleting their profile pics because they want you to get rid of them. You know, they want to find you somebody and they want you to never have to use their app again. You know, so I really, really like that concept because, you know, you see the other dating sites and it's like, yeah, we're going to find you a match and we're going to find you this and we hope. But literally this one is advertising that we want you to never have to use us again, which I think is very, considering today's day and age, I think it's a great.
And me too. I think that's a great. And the one I can't stand is, what is it? It's just lunch. Like, okay. And if you go to the site, it's just lunch. That's all it's going to be. It's just lunch.
I never even heard of that one. Let's like not even.
Yeah.
Terrible.
You know, it's not even dinner, you know? It's just
right?
Lunch. Those are crazy. But that was really interesting. And it's funny because you could tell he's even though he's 52, he's never really had a soulmate because I could see he's had long term relationships. Probably, you know, nice women or women to fit a plan, but never a soulmate. He didn't know what hit him. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
He doesn't know what hit. And I think that couldn't have been a more appropriate call to start our show. Like, how does it feel
absolutely.
When you meet a soulmate? And isn't it funny? He's never been on that before. And his first person he goes out on a date with that, he feels this arrow of love. So that was just great. And I love that he's a little nervous and everything. And of course, he's kind of an old-fashioned guy, and he doesn't understand how you text somebody and they don't answer you for a day. Like, again, we talk about that here. Stop with that. You know, you like somebody, answer them. You know, don't play games. I think people learn to play too many games if they're on those apps too long, you know. So don't forget, if you meet somebody and it's going good, answer them. Don't leave them waiting to answer the text for a day, 2 days.
Yep.
It's kind of rude, isn't it?
Let's be honest. Like, enough with the games and the three-day rule, like, throw out the damn rule book because guess what? Especially if you're, like, middle-aged and things like that, you know, you've been around the block. I mean, throw the playbook out. Throw your old playbook out because clearly if you're single, it's not working for you. You know, so try something different. Try something new. Stop sticking to the same crap that you did when you were in your 20s. And if you're in your 20s, stop doing the same shit you did in high school. You know, be a grown-up. You know, and just
be
forward and be honest.
Right, and be kind. So I'm so glad
Absolutely.
We got to speak to him. Now, we have a couple of people geared up. Who are we talking to next?
Yes, I do. So next we're going to go to Louisville, Kentucky, and we're going to speak to Deanna. And Deanna called in a few months ago, and she just kind of wants to give you a little bit of an update, Cindy, because, you know, she's moving past COVID, obviously, like everybody else is. And thus far, everything has been great. Life has been good. A couple of turning points to the point that she actually met somebody in like a group, you know, like to go out on a hike, you know, and, you know, this other person was going on this hike and, you know, they started messaging and they went on this hike together. And ever since they went on this hike, it has been absolutely amazing, nonstop. She's never met anybody like this guy. You know, he's quick to listen and slow to speak. And, you know, it's really, really going well. So she just really, you've always been very, very good about tapping into Deanna. And she wants to know what your feeling is about her and this new fella. So here we go.
Well, isn't this exciting that we have two people that have connected, one through an app and one more organically, you know, going out, doing something, which we always say, go somewhere, go to a hiking group, go to, you know, a walking group. And but it's interesting that both are, you know, are saying that they've had like this, you know, connection. I just love this. And it's very exciting. It's showing the world is opening up. And, you know, God wanted toxic relationships ended in 2020 and new ones beginning. So this is exciting. So let's
back in the air. So here we go, out to Louisville, Kentucky, to speak to Deanna. Hello, Deanna, you are on the air.
Hi.
Wow, Deanna, this is exciting. Nice.
I know. It's been very consistent, very unique, very different. And, you know, I can say some good things and some not so good things about date sites. First of all, it's hard to meet people that have had long marriages or long-term commitments on a date site. My experience after 30 years of marriage and then going on date sites to meet somebody has been partially fun, partially a shit ton of work, and partially a lot of wasted time, because for the most part, the ones that I've been on three different sites, but they've all kind of turned out the same. You find a lot of anybody that's been married a long time, well, you know, I got taken and I don't want to get married again. They kind of want the friends with benefits or play house. They don't want the commitment. Or it's just not your time. So I decided after probably 2.5 years on and off of date sites to just quit. I was done with it. And you said to me on a phone call when I hadn't met anybody, probably my first or second phone call, just engage in things that you would like doing. That's exactly what I did. 2 days later, I met Rick.
Oh, wow. Can you see? That's what... You don't sign up for something you're not interested in. You know, if you don't like Star Trek, don't go to a Star Trek convention. But go do something that you're going to meet new people, have fun. And you've read Grant Me a Higher Love, if I remember correctly, right?
Yes, I bought it for a Christmas gift, a birthday gift. I have Grant Me a Higher Love and have read some other great, great books.
So the universe, is granting you a higher love. I mean, you've done your homework.
I just decided to put it on the shelf and engage with doing things that I want to do and make more time doing just those things for me. And then, boom, there he was. And he has been the sweetest breath of fresh air after his 43-year marriage, and his wife passed away, unfortunately, but he lost her twice. And you told me that. You said, Deanna, he didn't just lose her to death. He lost her from her dementia over 3 years ago. She didn't know who he was for the last 3 years of life.
Aww.
You know, she said, what's your name again? And he took care of her until her. So this is a quality guy that maybe you would think that he wouldn't want to meet somebody again because he was committed forever but he is. It's just been nonstop on
now,
the show.
Now, don't you think
exciting.
His wife had something to do with bringing you guys together? You think a woman who he had to take care of her for 3 years when she didn't even know him, 3 years of his life sacrificed, not that he felt that way because he loved her, but it was, according to her, three hard years for him.
Yeah.
And she granted him a higher love because he loved her perfectly. He was not responsible for the ending of that. He loved her to the end. And he was granted another soulmate, which is a good lesson for our listeners to hear, because a lot of people are afraid to love somebody. What if they die on me? I don't want to love that much. Well, if you love properly, your soulmate will continue to send you messages and signs, and they will send you another soulmate if that's what you wanted. You know, she's clapping her hands, very excited that you two are together. You know, he's a good man. Now, how long have you been dating him, or how long have you known him now?
Actually, he keeps track of it as much as I do, or more than I do. It'll be 6 months next week.
Wow. And that's interesting because he's past the prince becomes the beast stage. You know what I mean? We're way past that now. Okay.
Yes.
He is who he says he is. And I love the way that from the beginning you saw each other regularly and were close and kept getting closer.
Well, you know, we went last Sunday for the day to the lake with his family on their houseboat that they all share together. And, you know, he said, Yana, I have never met anybody that so quickly, easily blends with family. He's got grown kids, married, out of state. I've got grown kids, way out of state. So there's just no drama. It's drama-free. It's baggage-free. I don't need somebody because I take care of myself. I have no debt. I'm financially fine. I want somebody, but I want my equal. And it seems effortless. He's going with me to San Diego next week to meet my kids, and they're all excited to meet him. My dad has met him, and I've met his mother and family. He's the oldest of eight. I'm the oldest of three. And it just seems effortless. And I'm
well,
like,
does
I
it feel like a pajama party with your best friend?
Yes.
That's
yes.
what soulmate love should feel like. So, again, yeah. you know, I can't stress enough that you were reading books about love, read Grant Me a Higher Love. What was channeled to me when I wrote that book was if people read it, if they say the words Grant Me a Higher Love, they'll be granted one. And, you know, it's what you wanted. And you followed instruction, like go out, sign up for them. Just sit there and go on these apps that weren't getting you anywhere. Try a different approach. And,
yeah.
you know, you said you found him right after we had that reading. So it's not a coincidence. The universe knew where he
yeah.
was. They were telling
mm-hmm.
you, get out and meet him. And, you know, everything looks great here. There's times when he, according to his wife, when he feels a little guilty to be so happy.
Yes, he said that. Those were his words verbatim.
Mm-hmm.
He said, I don't know why. He said, I sometimes, he goes, it's weird. He said, what we have is so different than what I ever had with Teresa. He said, Teresa was a wonderful woman. I didn't marry her because I had to. I wanted to, and we had two wonderful children. But he said, my marriage never felt in 43 years this connected and this amazing. And I said, Rick, I was married 30 years to the man with a plan, and he was a good father and a good provider, and we were in love for 20 years of the 30. But it was never, ever like what I'm having with him.
Right, because, you know, a man and a woman to fit a plan, if they're good people and we're young, can feel like a great love affair, okay?
Right.
It can. But if she didn't die, he may never have known there was a higher love or a different kind of love, okay? This is him. He was granted this to show him there are different kinds of love, different levels. I would even say she might have been a soulmate, but there are lower levels of soulmate that aren't,
mm-hmm.
you know, I don't know how many levels of soulmate. I haven't been given that information, but say there was 100 different levels, okay? You guys
right.
might be like 98 level, okay? And maybe his
mm-hmm.
wife was one level. Doesn't mean that they
yeah.
weren't soulmates, but it's a, such a more intense kind of soulmate love. So,
mm-hmm.
you know, she just said, tell him never to feel guilty. She brought you to him. She wanted him to have nothing less than everything that he deserved. And,
mm-hmm.
you know, sometimes she's around the two of you when you're on the houseboat or you're having some fun. She's there. She's
mm-hmm.
enjoying you, enjoying her family and all of that. So just know she likes you very much, you know.
Aww.
And
well, he turned me loose a week ago to, when I say, he turned me loose to decorate around his house and his yard. Well, that is my nature, is to decorate. And when he came home from work and he said, my God, you have made the backyard and patio look like a sanctuary. I said, that's what I like to do. I mean, I brought bird baths and wind chimes and flower pots and bird feeders, it's, for him to come home and see his jaw drop. And I'm like, what did you think when I just asked you, do you mind if I decorate the yard? And he said, no, have at it. And
well,
so,
and you see, and that's what it needed. Everything needs your touches there, your energy, okay?
Yeah.
You, because it's a new life.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's you have a new life together. You know, everything looks great. He's like a really good man. I think your children are going to really like him.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the only card that I got was a little sad was, you know, he loved her, you know, definitely as a human being, he loved her. And, you know,
yes.
he's not happy she's gone. You know what I mean? It's the mother of his children.
Mm-hmm.
And that's what makes him feel bad. You know, he feels bad that she's gone. But, you know, he is blissfully happy with you. you know. And so, you know, just enjoy this. It's what you deserve. And
well, I told him, I said, one thing you need to know. One, neither of us are looking for a stepmom or a stepdad. Our kids are in their 30s. They don't get that. You know, that's mom and dad, there's one. And I said, and the other thing is, neither of them, my ex and his wife that's passed on, but my ex has, they're not replaced. They're not. This is the next chapter or a whole different life. It's not a replacement. It's
right,
not
exactly.
Even in that same ballpark at all.
Right, and that's what, so, you know, so keep calling again. Let us know. We love this call because I'm hoping for Tommy that he has this happiness, you know, that you're experiencing. You know what I mean? It's sad because mostly what we hear on the radio show is that they get this connection, and then a month or two into it, one person runs away. That's mostly what we hear.
My thoughts are, don't rush anything, don't hurry it, but embrace every single day and just smile and enjoy it, because time becomes a whipping. Why do you want to hurry through the each phase and stage? Why?
Enjoy it. It's so great.
And I'm so happy
for you, you know. And remember, I kept seeing in your cards you were destined for a soulmate. There was no doubt in
you
my
did.
Mind you were going to find one.
You told me that 2021 would be a turning point for job and for love. And the job has not changed, but it has gotten a whole hell of a lot better.
Good.
Been a lot of changes, 2 physicians leaving the practice, but more coming on board, and we have 9 doctors in our practice. It's just really a lot of changes, period. COVID was crazy in some ways, but it also slowed us down, speaking for myself, enough to say, you know what, I'm going to enjoy this tranquility. It's no hurry to hustle through this because it's great, and I love it.
Oh, exactly. Yeah. Well, thank you for calling in and calling again anytime. We're going to try to get a few more callers tonight.
Okay.
Good luck to you.
Okay, thanks, Cindy.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Okay, we have Maria. She's our lovely Italian, right? She's the one I just adore. And let's see what Nicole wrote down. Okay. Dorda got project at work. Are they going to move forward with this guy? Will he be good? Okay. So, Nicole, are you there at all? And I don't know if you're talking in the chat room. Sometimes she's talking in the chat room. Okay. Let me see if I could pick up Maria. Hi, Maria.
Yes.
You're live and on the air.
Yes. You know who I am.
Yes, I know who Maria. No introduction needed for Maria. We love her, okay?
I know you don't love me because I call her and I mean to thank me 2 times.
We adore Maria. Now, your daughter, okay, so explain a little bit. She got a new project at work going on there?
Yes. You think it's going to work good, Neil? Going to be okay?
Okay, let me take a look. Your daughter's so smart, by the way. That girl is so smart. Yeah, the cards are very good on this. It looks very good. You know, she's worked hard. This is something like it's although it's something new, she has worked hard to deserve this project, and it actually looks like a very good outcome for her. Has she met the person she's going to be working with?
This guy, this man, they work together. They got the project together.
Right, they work together.
You're right.
Right, because it looks very good. You know, it may change some aspects of her life because this is what she's been wanting to do for a long time. So it looks very good for her. I keep getting the cards like she's going to feel like, you know, everything she wanted to happen happened, and very good cards. So I wouldn't worry about her. It's a nice year ahead for her. 2022 looks very good for her career-wise. So she's on the right path now. I remember she had, you know, she wanted to do something. She had to change it because of COVID. That's what happened, if I remember correctly?
Right.
And then is this a whole new idea for her?
Yeah.
Right. Wow. But it looks really good. So, you know, let her know that everything looks great here with this.
So I'm going to find a boyfriend or two?
I got the soulmate card. When you said that, we want her to have a boyfriend, don't we?
Yeah, I want to have a boyfriend. To have a fiance.
Uh-huh. Okay, so You heard the first two callers. Love's in the air. Because I saw with your daughter, not only is this a good career opportunity, but there's love linked to it. So somehow she's going to meet someone. Could be something to do with the project, or just meeting people that introduce her. But her love life, that's what we want her to concentrate on, as we approach 2022. But it looks very good for her. I mean, she has really good cards. So we've been sort of in the pause since 2020, 2021, where we're supposed to choose again and reset our life. 2022 is when the reset takes place. Very good for her. Very good for her. So, Mom, you could relax a little bit.
So we're going to have a boy fiancé and work it good. You're
right.
Going to go in Italy, too.
Right, exactly.
I'm going to go in Italy. I'm going to buy a property over there, you said to me.
Right. You're going to do your property. That still looks great here.
I'm not getting nothing yet.
Okay, you haven't found the right place, the right place for you yet, but you will.
I got to receive the settlement. Remember, I tell you, I'm not getting it.
Okay, the settlement looks like it's coming. I would say you should have it, sooner than later. Again, we're still in that little pause of time, but by 2022, your life should be able to move forward as well. So keep looking at the property so you know what you want and, so you have a good idea. But they're just delaying the settlement. It's like, maybe they're using COVID to hold it back a little bit, but they can't delay it forever anymore.
Sure, they're going to be soon.
Right. Well, call in and let us know when that settlement comes through, okay?
Yes, thank you very, very much, you guys. Thank you. God bless. Thank
you. God bless
you.
We love you, Maria. Bye.
God bless you. Bye-bye. Take care of yourself. Bye-bye. Bye.
Bye. I love Maria.
She's so cute.
I just love to hear her voice. I love her.
Oh, she was adorable because when I jumped into the chat room with her, she's like, I called last week. And she's like, and nobody picked me up. She goes, that's why I figured I'd call this week because I know that they love me. And you know what? She's so right. We do. Every time she calls, she puts a smile on my face.
Well, and sometimes people have to understand the way the nature of Blog Talk Radio is. If you don't call in by a certain time, there's so many callers that we can't see who's there when it pushes to a certain point. It's not even that we can pull you up if we want to. We can't.
Sometimes it's not very, very often. But sometimes people that we don't see that say that they're listening that I can't see, if we have callers drop, depending on where they are in the queue, they'll pop up and I'll see the number one, pop up on the screen. But that doesn't happen too often, especially if they're calling in, I would say after 20 after 7, 20
right.
minutes into the show, nothing new popping up. So,
right,
yeah. So try to get your calls in early, people.
Yeah, that's how it goes here. So we have Amanda Fest.
We do, and Amanda Fest is running around like a chicken without a head right now, Cindy, because she's in the middle of this huge move.
I have known Amanda since she's about 18, so I've known her probably 12, 13. I have seen her through many life changes, including getting married, getting a divorce, having relationships, not working, job changes, career changes, her going from being an EMT, now she's going to be a pilot. I have seen this woman, and she's like fearless and courageous, but I can imagine this is a big move, so she must be a little bit nervous. And there's a big investment here. She's invested a lot of money in this career right now.
A lot of time, a lot of money, but as always, she's leading by example, and she sees something she wants, and she's going for it. So kudos to Amanda Fest on that front. Let's go out to her because I didn't screen her. She just texted me to say, hey, I know that you've got so many other people, but if I can get on, I'd appreciate it. So we're going to go out to Amanda Fest. Hello, Amanda. You are on the air.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda. So wait, you're moving tomorrow?
I'm 3 weeks away from moving.
Oh, 3 weeks away. Okay, good. And you're packing up. And tell us where you're moving to so everybody knows where you're in Long Island and where you're moving to.
I am moving to Seattle, Washington.
Wow. But you're moving for how long?
I'm going to be there for 6 months.
Okay. And if you like it, would you stay?
If I like it, I would stay. I don't know. I don't know if I will be able to stay because after I go to school, the school hires me as a flight instructor, and they basically give me a job, and I don't know where, I don't know what locations they're going to have available for me to go work in. I guess it's a nice surprise to see where I go.
Oh, that's great. And so how are you feeling about all of this?
It's a little overwhelming, I'm not going to lie.
Okay. And did you quit your other job yet?
I did.
Okay. So you're not working right now. You're just getting ready for the moving and everything?
I mean, not per se. I mean, I don't know if you've heard of Instacart. So I basically go, it's basically like grocery shopping for people.
Oh, sure.
So I'm basically doing that, in between.
How is doing Instacart? How is that?
It's not bad, actually. It's really not
that
bad.
Well, because, you're your own boss. You get to have in your own, you do your job, you get to drive, do it. It seems like if a person doesn't like to sit in an office, it seems like kind of a nice job,
Yeah.
If you don't mind shopping
really
and going
bad.
In stores.
It's really not that bad. Honestly, I feel like I probably could have gotten a job in ShopRite last night because I had there was a couple, they were looking for something. I was like, oh, that's teen or something. And they're like, oh, thank you. And they were like, do you work here? I was like, no, I don't. I'm just in here a lot.
And do you make any kind of money? Is it okay?
Yeah, actually, I've been averaging $600 to $700, $700 a week.
Okay, I'm just saying this because some people who might be out of work, listen to what Amanda's saying. She went to Instacart, where you shop for people, and she's making $600 or $700 a week. So it's something for someone to think about if they're in between jobs or whatever, or if you want to pick up some extra income, because that's
there's
great.
Work out there.
It's work
out
there.
There's yep. work.
And it's a really important job because a lot of people work a lot of hours. They don't have time to shop. They want to have someone pick up, the food for them. And, wow. So that alone is interesting about your call. So anyway, let me pull some cards on you. There's lots of big changes here, including love coming. I know that's not – right now that can't be your top priority. You got to get your pilot license. But that is in the horizon. You're going to do very well. It looks very good. I got a lot of worry cards. I don't usually have so many worry cards on you. And the worry is just because it's so much change.
It's a lot of change.
Ultimately, once you get there, you have anticipatory anxiety right now. But once you get there, you're going to be great. And when you're there, you're not going to be working other than to get your pilot's license, right? You're going to focus fully on that.
I'm literally just going to be – I'm going to be flying every day, studying for my exams. Luckily there is Instacart over there too. So, if I really needed, extra cash, I could do it if I wanted to on the side. At least I have that, that option.
Right, and now it's funny because of, GPS, you would never want to, years ago, oh, man, now you're going to, do – Instacart. You don't even know Seattle, but with GPS,
exactly,
you could do it. So that looks. Are you renting a car when you're there too?
No, I'm actually driving across the country.
Oh, you're driving. Okay, so
yep.
You'll have your car. Good. Okay,
yep.
Good. So you're driving all by yourself?
I am driving all by myself, but the beauty of it is that I have actually friends who live in New York, and they're strategically along my route to Seattle. So, I don't have to. I may have to stay in one hotel room, but I pretty much have everything all set. I have my route planned. I'm pretty much just trying to make as much money as I can. I'm actually selling a lot of my things.
Good.
Because I really can't bring any of it with me. And storage is expensive.
And you can't store and you can't store any of it at your mom's house or whatever?
No, not really. She's not too keen on that.
Okay. So yes, yeah, sell it, make your money, and you know, figure it all out, because you don't even know where you're going to be living anyway. And cost
exactly.
a fortune to move furniture and stuff across the country. So sell
yeah.
it, make money. And, you know, everything looks great. I mean, this is big change. I can understand your worries, but ultimately it looks very, very good for you. So I'm not worried about you. I would expect you will call in the show when you're in Seattle and tell us how you're doing.
Of
course
I will.
we can keep afloat of, you know, how our pilot is doing, and everything looks great. So thanks for sharing that. I'm so proud of you.
Thank you.
Thank you. And I'm proud, and I'm happy you gave us that little Instacart thing, because I just think people need to know there's ways to make money. You know, it might not be your ideal job, but if you need to pick up some fast cash and be your own boss and kind
it
of
works.
Like listen to music in the car and be in a store, you know, it's kind of seems like something fun, and you're not the worst job to make some money. That's for sure.
It's really not that bad. There is work out there. So, you know, if you can't find, like, you know, a stable job, I guess, I mean, you know, you need to make extra money or you need just something to hold you over. Yeah. I mean, Instacart is great. You know, DoorDash, Uber Eats, they're all actually.
Uber Drive.
They're getting more popular.
This is a new world now, you know, so there's a lot of jobs that never existed before. So, you know, it's great. It's interesting. And I know, like, Amanda is – I've never seen anyone get more jobs, make more money than Amanda. She just seems to know how to do this.
I try.
You know? Yeah. So proud of you. Okay, well, we're going to try to pick up Debbie Tony, because Debbie Tony's been waiting to talk to us. And thank you, Amanda, for sharing this exciting news. This has been a happy – so far, it's been a very happy show. We have new love, new careers. I love this. So can you see how we're getting into, like, the reset and now the choosing again of life? And, like, it's really getting – everything's starting to manifest now. So that's great.
Yep. It's great.
And I'm just actually going to point out one thing, Cindy.
Yep.
Just for our listeners and just to probably remind you, because I'm sure that you forgot, but Amanda may remember this. In the beginning of the year – you had said that 2021 was going to be probably only marginally better than 2020,
right.
But that 2022 was going to be the year where everything gets flipped, and we're all going to start to see that flip start to happen in the second half of 2021. And I just want to point out that this week is the last week of July. We are heading into August. We have 8 out of the 12 months behind us, and we are now starting to see the flip that you said was going to happen back in February.
Yep, and that's
yep.
what's happening. And what 2022 is supposed to be the master builder year, if you whatever you've been building on should come to fruition in 2022. So that's
yep.
like, and we had Maria's daughter. Remember, she was, you know, her career with COVID and everything, and now
yep.
she's got a new project. So it's all this new things that people are making happen. So I think this show is timed properly. Don't you think it's a properly timed show, the messages here?
Yeah, I think so. Definitely think so.
I agree.
Okay, well, good luck, Amanda. Call in again.
Amanda,
and
text me before you're out.
What?
Yep.
Text me before you leave.
Oh, of course I will. And Cindy, I'll see you on August 8th for our meeting.
Yep. And you're coming here, right? You're coming to see me? Oh, good.
Yeah,
I'll give you a big hug. I can't wait to see you.
Big hug.
Big hug.
Thank you, Amanda.
Yep. Bye for now.
Have a good one.
Bye for now. It's so funny when you say text before you leave. It's like when my dad was dying and he's 89 and I'm, you know, like I'm about 57 and, you know, I didn't see them that much, but, you know, after I stopped off their house, he goes, call me when you get home. And then I just looked at him, and he looked at me, and he goes, oh, you don't have to. Like you never know where I am now because I've been at your house. I got to call you when I get home. You know, you don't see me for months on end. You don't know where I am, you know. But it's one of those things. Where, call me when you get home. Okay, so we have Debbie Tony. I feel very excited by these calls tonight. Like, very happy. This is like happy, happy, happy.
It was a great show.
Wonderful.
It was a really, really great happy show. So let's go
nice
to one of our happier
happy
people. Let's see what Debbie Tony has to say.
Hello, well, I do have a pep in my step, Nicole. I am smiling
do,
from
you
ear to
do
ear.
Are you? Why are you smiling?
Well, because I think this is divinely timed. If I took, if I had a job, which I was supposed to have on Thursdays, I would have had to stop listening to the radio show. And the last few shows have been so, I mean, the last month of shows have been more elevated and more amazing and more, I don't know, I've just really enjoyed the show. And when you talk to Amanda Fest, I always say, well, I want to learn how to manifest. I need to learn how to do that. I want to be Amanda Fest.
Me
and
too. We all want to be
about manifesting. And manifesting my career. And guess what I'm doing while I'm listening to the radio show? I'm editing my new headshots in which I'm smiling. Looking
wow
at my smile, talking about my career, talking to you yesterday, knowing the chariot's in my favor that I'm going to propel into the right career. Meanwhile, if I need to make some money, I now know I could do DoorDash or Instacart.
I know. That's what I'm saying. Like, oh, man. I'm like, hey, the hell with doing readings. I'm going to go do Instagram, you know?
Oh, my gosh.
But it's so good. I mean, like, who would have thought you could make $600 or $700 a week doing that? So I'm telling people, if you need work right now, you need some instant money, go do it. It's not like you need a great skill to do this. You just need how to go in a store, pick out this stuff, you know, buy it and drive it. It's not, you know, it's great. It's like, wow, it's so good to hear. So anyway, Debbie, so how are you feeling about your career? We had that talk about your career. That was your reading yesterday. It was your, by the way, Debbie just had a birthday. Happy, happy birthday.
Thank you. And 55 power year of manifestation.
Wow. Power year.
And numbers. They're in my face all the time.
Oh, yeah.
It's either 21, 22, or 23. 21's been coming up a lot because it is 2021. I didn't realize that, right? I'm going to do a show in Manhattan on October 21st, 2021. Then I'm doing another show out on Long Island December 21st, 2021. I'm using the numbers. It's just, it's happening. Because I said I had to perform this year, and regardless of what my mother thinks, I'm going to do it anyway.
Good.
So
good.
There you go. And I'm
there
going
you
to
go
say, there you go.
There you
there
go. And I, there you go. And how does it feel to say that?
I'm smiling ear to ear.
Good, good. Because this is, remember, keep stressing that 2022. Whatever you've been building on, the universe wants to have it manifest for you. So keep building your things right now. Keep thinking about where you want to go, what
yeah
you want to be doing. And don't let anything stand in your way or anybody sabotage, you know, your dreams or your wishes, you know,
especially
whatever you want
myself.
Yeah, well, that's the biggest thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know, we have to get out of our own way a little bit.
I understand that now.
Get out of our own way. Stop with the imposter syndrome, like we're not really good enough, smart enough, talented enough. Stop with that and, you know, start coming into your own. And I noticed with Debbie something, and Nicole, I don't know if you've noticed, but do you notice her energy being so much lighter and happier than ever?
Yeah.
Because
I
see that.
Actually, me and Lisa were talking about that the other day, that, you know, what that we can actually feel changes happening. We can feel the shift, you know, and it's been very, very uplifting. You know, I mean, obviously, you know, when we were talking the other day, we were talking about, you know, Lisa's career opportunities. You know, I launched a new company this year. You know, I mean, our calls have been lighter on the show. The people around me, Cindy, way back when, you know, you had spoken with my friend Kathy, you know, and you had, you know, she had to face a hard reality about a soulmate of hers that was, you know, kind of taking their love down a very, very dark path, and she had to, you know, make a choice, and you told her to put one foot, you know, to stop with the one foot in, one foot out, stop straddling everything. You told her to take 2 feet out, and you know what? She did, and now the two of them are happier than ever. Their relationship is stronger than it has been, you know, and he, you know, it her taking 2 feet out caused him to do the work that he's been saying he needed to do without taking any action. So a lot of the stuff that was so dark from earlier this year, everything is coming into light. Everything is working out the way that it's supposed to, and it's working out positively.
And I feel like people are finding the right path. I feel this is the first time in my life that I am on the right path, which I think I've been on before, but I chose to take detours. But the path is so obvious now that I really feel confident where I am in my life for the first time, that I'm going to stay on the path and that something isn't going to deter me or distract me or make me take that fork that takes me into the forest, and to stay in the light. And I feel confident because I have people like you supporting me.
And that's exactly.
That's the difference.
The whole point. We went through a very hard time. There's no doubt about it.
Yep.
And at the end of the, you know, the light in the end of the tunnel is beginning to come here. You know,
Cindy,
to all
I'm
of
getting
us.
Chills.
And that's what it was supposed to be about. God shut down the world a little bit. You know, I channeled Jesus for, you know, 25 years. I asked him what's with COVID. He said it was Noah's Ark or this. So, you know, we got to kind of realize the universe needed to slow down the world, get us all to rethink, re-choose, and, you know, be ready for 2022 for it to manifest everything that we've now chosen to manifest. So that, and that's why we needed Amanda Fest on the show.
Yep.
Yeah.
She's so wonderful.
And I got chills. I got chills while you were talking just now, and I just wanted to thank you for saying what you did about me yesterday dealing with my dad's passing, and it's because of you, because he knew where to find me and how to reach me, and he does it all the time. And without you, I know this wouldn't have been so easy. So
I was saying that how I was amazed how amazingly wonderfully Debbie has handled the death of her father. Like, I'm just so impressed by everything. It's not easy, and she's been amazing about it.
Thank you, guys.
Well, we're going to be knocked off the air in about 20 seconds.
Yep.
We'll all speak next week. If we didn't get through, you can please email me at cindysansonebrath@gmail.com, and we will put you into the top of the list next week.
And Cindy,
good night, everybody.
Sign off, is Best Psychic still happening?
Oh, yes. The Best Psychic nomination is still running on. So if you could go to my website and go down to the blog, and it'll be on there. Or you can just go to the Best of Long Island Press, go to services, and nominate me for Best Psychic.
Done.
Yes,
thank you, and thank you. And it's August 31st is when that ends, the nomination.
Yes.
So if you get a chance,
all
please
right.
do it. Thank you for reminding me to call. I forget to remind people.
I know you do. TJ says it all the time. So.
Well, good night, everybody. Bye.